The Burt Show.
Good morning, Amanda. You are on The Burt Show, and you are on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing okay. You are not the twin with the boyfriend. You are the twin sister.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't even know where to start.
Well, I mean, it's my idea, but my sister has been she's been going out with this guy for about a year. She's going out with her boyfriend for about a year, and she's going home to his family's for Thanksgiving, and they live in Charlotte, so she won't be here for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess recently she's this guy at work that she's been kind of, you know, and she really likes. And, you know, she's not really sure what she's going to do, but she's been talking to this guy, and she likes him, and he finally asked her out, but he asked her out over the Thanksgiving holiday.
Okay, so to go on a date, not to go...
No, yeah, to go on a date, like to go...
Okay. Oh, okay.
On, like the day after.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so one sister... being involved with a guy for a year would be at Thanksgiving dinner with a family.
Yeah.
While the other, this would obviously be you, you would be out with the new coworker.
Yeah.
And the new coworker one is like a first date, so there aren't a lot of, like, it's not like you have to do some big studying up thing.
Right.
No, and she has already agreed to go out with him because she just got, like, flustered in front of him, and when he asked her out, she said yes, and he asked her for Friday, and she's never going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So now, how long has she been working with this guy? Because if it's been any amount of time at all,
He works in the field, and she works in the office.
Okay.
So they were, you know, they know each other. They've been working together, you know, for like, I guess, I think it's been a while, but I don't think that they, you know each other, you know, that well. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't know that she has a boyfriend.
So why are you so eager to help her out? I mean, this obviously isn't the right thing to do. She's in a committed relationship.
When she told me that story, I said that I should do it because I just think it would be funny.
Entertainment.
Well, I mean, we never did something like this.
Okay.
And I always thought it would be just hilarious to do.
And now this is your chance because you're obviously available here in Atlanta to take out guy number two, and she can, and then you could report back to her as a sister, you know, the objective outsider point of view. Man,
exactly.
This is a great guy. He held the door open for me / you, and he would insist that he wouldn't even let me buy him a, you know, a thank you dessert for me / you after the meal.
Right. Now, have you gone through in your mind what you're going to do when work conversations come up?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to either have to brush up on...
Well, that's easy. That's easy. That's an easy one to take care of.
Just, I don't want to talk about
work
tonight.
Yeah, look, when I'm outside of work, I just don't really like to talk about it. Can we talk about something else?
Because that's my sister's problem. That's what she's worried about.
Is the work conversation?
Yeah.
I think you should jack with her. I think you should go out with him on Friday and then spend the entire time telling him that historically on the second date you become the biggest sex freak ever in the history of man, all kinds of stuff. And then make up random things like say, you know, whatever food your sister hates, be like, you know what? My favorite, the most romantic thing a guy ever did to me was he sent me 3 pounds of calamari to work. I love calamari. Like if she hates it, like just jack with her.
So you've suggested I'll go out on the date, but your sister's not so hot on the idea?
Actually, she was kind of going for it for a while. Like she's kind of sold on it a little bit. Like, cause she just doesn't know what to do about, you know, going out with him. Because she really wants to, you know, follow him, and she doesn't know how to, like, back out of it without seeming like she's not interested. And so she's sort of on the fence about it. Like, I'd say she's about 20% into doing it. I just want to figure out how I can convince her to do it.
How to push her over the edge a little bit? Because you really want to do this.
I know. I think you do need to get the work 101 from her, because even if you're not talking about like the actual projects they work on at work, there will be people references that will come up about, you know, Bob in accounting or, you know, Greg that works 2 cubicles over from her. And, you know, like... there will definitely be work references that'll come up. And if he'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, like Greg's family, isn't that a crazy story? You're going to be like, well, yeah.
You see this, though, Jen? Here's the deal, is that on a first date, a guy is so eager that you could set any limitation you want on a first date. So she could immediately go in the car and she can go, look, I just want to set this one parameter right off the bat. No references to work whatsoever, okay? Let's just try to make sure this thing has legs without us doing the easy thing and talking about work. And a guy, because we're so eager to please and be accepted on that first date, buy it like that.
You don't think he'll bring up anybody at all?
No, because she can go anytime during the day. Yeah. That's the rule.
That's true.
That's a really good idea.
I mean, this is cake.
Now, that might help your sister be into it.
Now, you said she's only 20% into it. Is that what you said?
Yeah, she's kind of going for it, but then she's like...
Is there any other reservation besides the work conversation?
I also think that she's afraid, you know. I mean, she's just afraid that if she, you know, that... She's just afraid that I'm going to screw it up somehow.
Well, there are some potential potholes, for sure. Let me put you on hold for a second.
Okay.
And this might not have been a situation you were thinking about, but Haas won't put our caller on hold, so I will just tell you that Wendy says that what if... I need the voice disguiser back on.
Yeah.
What if you fall for the guy?
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, what if you guys have some amazing chemistry because you've already taken the office out of the scenario,
right,
and you guys have to talk about real things, and before you know it, you're falling for this guy. You can do nothing about it. Zero.
I don't know. I mean...
That's funny.
I don't know. I doubt that would happen. I wouldn't do that to my sister, though.
There's a possibility.
But if it... Yeah.
I mean, I would never do that.
Do you have... Are you seeing anyone?
No.
Okay. So she's... Tell me about this other guy.
Oh, yeah. She's been dating him for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last, couple of months, she really does. She loves him, and she's been with him for a long time, but maybe this guy, I think the guy at work is sort of like, you know, kind of getting her to realize that the guy that she's with is not that great.
All right.
Okay, so it's more than a flirtation.
Yeah.
This thing is getting, it's getting to the point where they're going to make a decision.
I think so.
Now, I wish we had that girl who was on her way to philosophy class on with us yesterday, because here's a pretty deep question.
Hey, I'm pretty good at philosophy. Let me help you out.
Yeah, okay. You failed it how many times?
Three times. Logic, three times.
Right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the Tao of Bert.
All right.
If a twin that goes on a date with a guy in place of a woman who is involved... Is the woman who involved technically cheating?
Yes.
No.
How?
Yes, because she is portraying, she knows the portrayal of her.
But she's not.
Is happening and she's not doing anything about it. So technically you are your sister.
So what is she doing? My question is, what acts that take place that evening would constitute cheating?
Just going on the date.
Why?
Right?
Why is that cheating? Because the sister, the twin, Tweedledee, is going to be up in Charlotte with the boyfriend, right?
Right.
So she's not, no matter what happens, if you get a kiss at the end of the date, the involved sister didn't kiss.
I know.
A person playing the role of the involved sister, that's like, is an actress who has, who was the actress who had that love scene with Billy Bob Thornton? Was it Halle Berry?
Yes.
Okay, so she had that hot. If either of them were involved, were they cheating?
But this
no, because they were acting.
No, because the assumption is in acting, you know it's somebody that is playing the part of somebody. Whereas here, you think it's the actual person.
He doesn't know. I want to know, going on what Jeff just said, are you going to kiss the guy at the end of the night?
I mean, maybe. I mean, that's part of what I think is going to be fun is going to be going on a date with someone you don't even really care what happens. Like, I won't care whether or not it goes well, or like, I won't care if he likes me, or that's the fun part about it.
You should do all sorts of crazy things. Let him go up your shirt and stuff, like before the appetizer even gets to the table.
Yeah. What if she did? What if she slept with him on the first date?
That's
would
awesome.
You ever tell your sister if you slept with this dude? Would you ever tell her?
Oh my God. I would never sleep with him.
What if he's like the hottest guy you've ever seen ever? And you don't ever have to claim it because it's not you.
I think you should, you should do all sorts of crazy things. Like, and imagine the stories that'll go around the office.
About
oh my God.
Your sister?
Take her out. You won't get. She didn't even let me get into the restaurant. She just said, "Let's just do it in the car. I'm not doing it in strange places."
I think everything they just said is why your sister's only 20% into it.
I was gonna help her.
Amanda, hold on 1 second. I don't need the voice disguiser. Hey, Rob, go ahead.
Hey, it's cheating right from the beginning.
Yeah.
How?
It's deceit. You're purposely and willfully deceit. Absolutely. It's totally cheating.
Totally.
But how, it's funny.
Right, but
it's funny cheating.
How is it cheating? Like, the woman who is involved in a relationship is not doing anything wrong.
But it's assumed that the person...
She is.
What?
She knows about it.
Yeah. So
and
what?
She's a playing partner in it.
So
absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
She's not cheating. She's not getting emotionally involved. She's not getting physically involved. She's not sharing intimate secrets. I don't think it's cheating.
It totally is.
It wouldn't be cheating if she told this guy at work, "Hey, I know you want to take me out, but I'm involved. Why don't you take out my sister?" You know what I mean? Like,
because he's assuming he's going out with her.
That would be the total honest thing to do.
Hey, Andrea, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love your show.
Thank you.
So do we.
Guys, all the time.
Yeah, there are times where I really love it, too, and right now is one of them.
Yeah, we love our show, and we love our listeners.
I have to say, this is so cheating. It is cheating.
No, it's not.
It is cheating. I'm going to tell you why. Because the girlfriend knows that her sister is going out with this guy.
Yes.
And her feelings are involved with that, with her boyfriend.
Okay.
And she's got feelings with this man, and she's getting her sister to portray her. She's betraying this guy.
This is such a ridiculous scenario. I love it.
It is. It's crazy. I've never heard anything like it. And me as a sister, I don't have any sisters, but if I was the sister, there's no way I'd go for this.
I know. We got to figure out a way to talk her into it.
Well, send that 20% up to 100%.
Yeah. The sister is obviously nervous because she thinks that, like, she's nervous, number one, because she likes the guy, but what if the sister falls for him? I think that's probably what she's nervous about. Two, it's just a weird, but there's no harm that could come from this.
That's not
she's
true.
She's just absolutely.
Oh, that's not
plenty
true.
Could come.
What if she got wasted drunk then all of a sudden around the office, the sister's known as the wasted drunk?
Yeah, if she embarrasses her sister. Yeah.
I think she should try to get pregnant. I think she should try to get pregnant and then just have the sister show up like 10 months later with an infant at work. What do you mean you didn't know?
Oh, my gosh.
Or she should come in as the sister to work like in 10 months and just start nursing the child in front of the guy and go, "Well, I'm going to got.
What do you want to do about it?" Please.
Yes, sir.
Or my hope is that he has a twin brother and his twin is going out with Amanda's twin.
Aha! Uh-huh.
There's a cruel twist of fate. All right, so Amanda, right now we don't have anybody calling up that's really giving you solid advice on how to get your sister to do this, but I got to be honest with you, I sure hope it happens.
The Burt Show.